Today's shiur is Mitzvah Mem Hei, Mitzvah 45, as we continue with the mitzvahs related to Amma Ivriya. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo Yimkar Amaha Ivriya Hakone Oseh Miyad Ha'av, that the formulation of the Chinuch is that the Isser is on the master. The master who buys her, who buys the Amma Ivriya from the father, cannot sell her to anybody else. Says the Chinuch, Shekomi Sheyikne Amma Ivriya, if anybody sells it, buys an Amma Ivriya, as we said yesterday, there are three possibilities what to do. Either there could be a marriage done with the father, or a marriage done with the son, or pidyon, as we discussed yesterday, that the adon should help the Amma Ivriya go free in a proper fashion. But there's also an isser involved, that he's not allowed to sell her. Who's he not allowed to sell her to? Anybody. If you buy an Amma Ivriya, so you have three choices. And there's a separate isser daraisa if you try to sell her to be an Amma Ivriya with somebody else. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, La'am nachri lo yimshal lamachra bevigdoba. To a strange Am, we usually translate Am as nation, to a strange nation, lo yimshal lamachra, he shall not overpower her to sell her, bevigdoba. And an act of, I'll translate it as this now, but we'll see if that's true according to everyone, bevigdoba, in an act of treason, in an act of begida. That's what it would constitute if he sells her. Upirusho kitargumo, and the commentary, what does la'am nachri mean? It does not mean specifically a non-Jew. But what does it mean? Legever uchran, to another person. And it calls in a nachri to emphasize klomar shedomelania ktana imochel adam acher shenis kili yimkaren alam nachri. If this ktana had to be sold to someone else who the father didn't arrange, that it'll be so difficult in her eyes, it'll be as if it was to an am nachri. Okay, so the Chinuch says that the Isser is on the one who buys. If you look at Rashi and the Ramban, Ala Torah, they both say that the Isser is not only on the Adon, but it's also on the father. The father cannot sell her to anybody else outside of this Yid relationship. Says Rashi, Eino Rashi Lamachro Lacher, Lo Ha'adon V'lo Ha'av. Bevigdo Ba, Imbaliv God Ba, Shalo Yiklakaya Mitzvah Yid, if he tries to act in a treasonous way, not fulfilling what the Torah gives, the choices, so that would be the Isser of that is recorded here in the Torah. Says the Ramban, V'im kein, if this is the case, the phrase La'am Nachri is misleading. La'am Nachri really means Kemo Le'ish Nachri. Am Nachri here means to a strange man. V'lo matzinu lo chaver b'chal hakatuv. Says the Ramban, we don't find the word Am in the entire Torah used to mean another man. See, he's bothered by it. If you look in the Ksava HaKabbalah, he says, maybe not in the Torah, but we find in Divrei Chazal the word Am. Though Am means a nation, it could also refer to one person. What's the biggest raya? Am Haaretz. Gemara says, if somebody's an Am Haaretz, or we call somebody an Am Haaretz, ever think about what those words mean? Am is a whole nation. Why is this person a whole nation? But sometimes you see the word Am even referring to one person. Matsanalo chaverim harbe shekarim leish echad b'shem Am kamur gal b'lashonim Am haaretz k'shayiti Am haaretz v'yod hayom ragel b'fanei nelikro ish echad chaser yediyah b'shem Am haaretz. I'll give you another example. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah. Fascinating. V'chein shem goy. What's a goy? Goy is a nation, but we call one non-Jew a goy. Why? Shehu shem kibbutz b'chol makom v'ugamkin shem prati le'echon mehem. Right? So you see the word goy, you see the word am, could refer to one person. Why here then, ask the Ksav HaKabbalah, does, if the Torah is trying to say you can't sell him to any, her to anybody else, why does it use the lashon of la'am? V'yilazeh yesh laseh istam lama lo, lama shelo amar akasav lashon le'ish acher, u'bachar yoseh b'lashon la'am nachri, lahoros al haflagas habegida. It's to emphasize the treasonous act that is occurring. Because what was the Amma Ivriya supposed to be? What type of relationship? She was supposed to be designated for one person. She was supposed to be a wife. She was supposed to be Ishus. Whatever type of wife, as we spoke about 2 days ago in the act of Yiyud. But she was supposed to have a special, unique relationship to one person. Giving her and selling her to anybody else, as if you sold her to the entire world. There's no special relationship. There's no one person that's going to care for me. It's just like it's a whole arm. That's why it emphasizes arm. Kim hay miyada kfiya mitzuveh alav lo haysim yuchadis kim lebailo le'ishus. But now, idea mechira tiyah nechnes laharbi mibnei abayis umishubedes lahem l'shamish osam v'lavad avodasim. She's just going to have to work for a whole family, a whole strange family, and that is the problem here, but that's why the Lashon is used for arm. Okay, so that's a little bit about the language of the Pasuk and who this Avera is on. The source, the language of the Pasuk, as we just said, is Bevigdoba, when he treasons against her. That's really a machlokas in the Gemara. What does that word Bevigdoba mean? If you look in Maseches Kiddushin, on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, on the last line, the Gemara quotes a machlokas Tanam, Detanya, Bevigdoba. What is Bevigdoba? So what we just said is the second opinion. But the first opinion of the Gemara is, what does Bevigdoba mean? Kivan Shepires Taliso Aleha Shuv Ein Rashai Lamochra. Once he spread the talis out on her, what does that mean? Once he marries her, he spreads the beged out on her, the talis out on her, then he's not allowed to sell her. An allusion to the fact that once Yir is done, then the father might not be able to sell her. Or, if he did Yid, he can't sell her. But the language of Beged is literally a Beged. Kivin Shapiris Taliso Aleha. Says the Rishash, right here in this Gemara is the Talmudic source for the concept that we call Badekin. We have at the wedding, we go before the chuppah, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to go, and the chassan goes and covers the kala's face with a tzeif, with a veil. What is the source for that? So some people think, oh, it's from Rivka, to make that her face was covered. That is one source, definitely the Torah. But Tichach Hasifat Tiskas, when Rivka saw Yitzchak Avinu, by the first time she covered herself. Others think, to make sure it's the right wife. Because Yaakov was triggered to make sure it's the right wife. But others point out that's not true, because then we would uncover. What are we covering for? If you have to check, you wouldn't cover it afterwards. So it has to be something related to Tzniyah. So it's Rivka, but it's also, in the Gemara, it's this Lashon of Piros Taliso Aleha. It is Badekin. There are some Rishonim that say that Badekin, based on this Gemara, is a form of Nisuin. In other words, we know exactly what Kiddushin is supposed to be. The first stage of a Jewish marriage, the first mission of Kiddushin, Kasef Shtar Bia. Three ways to get married. Nowadays we do Kiddushe Kasef. We use Shava Kasef, we use a ring. Some Sephardic circles, they use a coin. But Kasef Shtar and Bia. Kiddushin is a clear cut what we are supposed to do. Nisuin, very unclear. What exactly is required for Nisuin, the second stage of a Jewish marriage? One would think that in the Gemara it would give a clear statement. This is Kiddushin and this is Nisuin. It's not clear at all in the Gemara, and that's why there are seven different Shittos. What is Nisuin? Some say it is Chuppah. It's the canopy that we call a Chuppah. Some say the Rambam says it's Yichud Aroi Labiyah. Right, the seclusion right after the Chuppah. Some say it's going home that night when the husband and the wife live together. All different opinions. Good question, not for now. Why isn't it clear? But one of the opinions is the Badekin. The Badekin also, according to one opinion in the Rishonim, is Nisuin. Says the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah quotes all these opinions in Eved Ezer, Simen Nun Hei, and Uchas Kiddushin. Yesh Omrim Dechopa Eino Yichud Ela Kol Shehiviyah HaChasan LeBesik L'Shem Nisuin. Ve'yesh Omrim Shachupa Hisheparsin Sudar Al Rosha B'Shas HaBracha. You put something above her. V'yesh omen dechupas besula mishiyatsa behinuma v'almana mishinas yachta umen achshav likros chupa makam shemachnis in yuriya prusa gabi klunzos the chupa we call the canopy, and you put the chasen and the kowal there in front of everybody umakachasham umvarchem berchazeres v'nisuin. Fine, that's chupa. All these different shitas, but one of the shitas, one of the sources in the Gemara for Badekin is these words from our pasuk. That's the first opinion of the Gemara. Kivan shebagda. Just one more ha'ara related to Badekin, and that is the Mishnah L'malach has a suffix. Is one allowed to do nisuin before kiddushin? Does that work? Usually we have kiddushin and then nisuin. What if somebody does chuppah before kiddushin? Does that work? That's the Mishnah L'malach Safik. It's in Hilchas Ishus Perak Yud Halacha Beis. We never think of it. Who does chuppah before kiddushin? Aye. But if we say Badekin is chuppah, so then that's exactly what we do according to those Rishonim. We do chuppah before kiddushin. So that is just a Safik of the Mishnah L'malach related to our case. But that is all the first opinion in the Gemara about what is what is Begido? What does the word Bebigdo Ba mean? But the second opinion is exactly what was quoted here in the Sefer HaChinuch. That was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Bevigdo Ba. Kivan Shebagad Ba, Shuvim Rishar Lamachra. If you treason against her, meaning you do not do yield to her, or to your son, or Pidyon, you're not allowed to sell her. You don't do all three choices, fine, you didn't do the mitzvah. But you still, there's an Issa Daraisa to sell her to someone else. Does the phrase Begida, treason, come up by any other Averis? Any other Averis? I mean, all Averis in the general sense is treasonous against God. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us certain abilities and we act against him. But there are two others that where we see that there's an act that is called at least Begida by some of the Mefarshim. If you look in the Maharik has a tshuva, quoted in Eved Ezer, in Kuf Samach Zayin. Very unusual tshuva. The Maharik has a case where a woman is Omer Mutter, a married woman, does not realize that Halacha says that you're not allowed to be Mezana. Woman's Omer Mutter. Jewish marriage, I thought Judaism believes in open marriage, and you can be with whoever you want. So Omer Mutter, says the Maharik, is the woman Asur Labayla? We know if a woman is Mezana B'mezid, she is Asur Labayla, she has to get divorced. If Rachman al-Aslan, she is raped, Ba'ones, that she's not Asur Labayla unless she's an Ashes Kohen. But the Maharik says, what about this case? Omer Mutter, I didn't know it was Asur to have a relationship outside of a marriage. The Maharik says, you know what? She's still Asur Labayla. Why? Because the Isur Labayla is not a function of an Avera Achi of Misa being committed. It's a function of rebelling a Me'ila, a Begida against the husband. And therefore, an apt out, a Misa Bia outside of marriage is a Begida against the husband. Even if she says Omer Mutter. And therefore she's Asur Labayla. So that's another example where you see the Lashon of Begida is used here, that if the Adon does not do any of the three options and he tries to sell her, that's a Begida. That's a treasonous act against her. So another place where we see that is this Maharik in Shoresh, Kuf Samach Zayin, is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, in the Ramah, all the way at the end of Eben Ezer. Omer Mutter is going to be Usser. Any others? So one other that comes to mind, doesn't use the Lashon of Begida there literally, but the concept is one of Begida. And Begida of treason and mered and rebellion. The Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim deals with a problem that many Mefarshim deal with, and that is the Rambam in the mitzvah of Lo Sasur, in the mitzvah of having to listen to the Rabbanan. The Rambam has a famous shita that every time I violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, I'm also violating an Issa D'Oraisa. I'm also violating the Issa of Lo Sasur. But the Torah says, do not turn, do not swerve from anything that the Rabbanan say. So if I don't listen to if I violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, I eat a chicken cheeseburger, so then I'm going to violate the Issa D'Oraisa of Lo Sasur. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs asks the obvious kasha. So then where do you ever have the principle of Savi Drabanan Lakula? If every Drabanan is really a Daraisa, ask the Ramban on the Ramban, then you'd always say Savi Daraisa Lakumra. You never have the principle of Savi Drabanan Lakula. That's a question that is so obvious that there's got to be an answer. So the Ramban in one line suggests an answer, but he doesn't develop it. But many Achronim give the same answer. The Meshech Chachma gives the answer. And I think the Kiryat Sefer might give the answer. But the Meshech Chachma gives the answer of Parsha Shoftim. And that is that in Isser Drabanan, in Lo Sasur, what's the root of Lo Sasur? When we act treasonously and in a rebellious fashion. That's the Isser of Lo Sasur. If I disregard what the Rabbanan told me to do, and I violently and willingly go against them. But suggest the Meshech Chachma, if I have a case of Suffolk, then violating a case of Suffolk, that's not a Maisa Mered against the Rabbanan. Built into the system is that Gahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. In a case of Suffolk, the Issa D'Rabbanan falls away. When there's an Issa D'Rabbanan, Vadai, and I violate it, that constitutes a Maisa Mered against the Rabbanan, and therefore that's an Issa of Lo Sasur. But the second that it's only a Suffolk, then Memela there is no Issa D'Rabbanan. The Meshech Chachma gives the Mashal. The Iker Ba'Yisrim D'Rabbanan is listening to the Rabbanan. What about, says the Meshech Chachma, the halacha called Mor B'Malchus, rebelling against the king. The king wants to build a highway through my backyard, and I say no. So you know what? I'm Chayiv Misa. Does Hashem really care that whether the king wants to build a highway through my backyard? Of course not, no. But the Iker Din by Mor B'Malchus is that I have to listen to the king. So too says the Meshech Chachma, the Iker Din by Lo Sasur, that I have to listen to the Rabbanan, and I can't willfully go against what they say. So once you say that, once it's a case of doubt, that's not called willful treason, rebellion against the Rabbanan. And Mamela is not the Yisrael of Losasar. So that's another example where we have this concept of treason, of Begida. Again, we have it here. In our case, we have it by the Maharik, by the Yisrael of Baila, and we have it by the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim. Okay, let's continue a little bit. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the shars behind this mitzvah of not selling Ome Ivriya? Sheratza Hakel Azako Seinu. As we've said many times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mezake us and give us merit. Vitzivanu lehisnaheg b'midas hachemla ha'ahuva lifanav. And he commanded us to follow the compassionate way, the mida that is loved in front of him. 2 points related to this statement. Number one, is a halachic point. It's related to the whole concept. We know this is an issud, this issud daraisa of selling an ama ivriya. There are 6 ways that the Minchas Chinuch mentioned earlier that an ama ivriya can get freed. Selling her is not one of them. We mentioned either 6 years or yovel or the adon dies or giron kasef, as we spoke about pidyon. But there's one way, there's one act that I cannot do to an ama ivriya. An ama ivriya does not go free, even though a Shifcha Kenanis would go free in this way. And that is the halacha called Shein V'ayin. The Minchas Chinuch points this out. If a master knocks out a tooth or an eye of a non-Jewish, a Shifcha Kenanis, then the Shifcha Kenanis goes free, while the Ivriya does not go free. Asks the Aznayim LaTorah. We have all these special halachos. I was looking at it yesterday for the other halachas. I saw this one too. We have all these halachos about treating an Ame Ivriya properly and the 6 ways that she goes free. And a special issur here that you can't sell it to anybody else. So shouldn't it be a kol shekein? If a Shifcha Kenanis goes free, if the master knocks out a tooth or an eye, surely she should go free? So says the Aznayim LaTorah, no, we don't understand the depths of what the Torah is trying to do. According to the Torah, what's the halacha of Shein V'ayin? By Shifcha Kenanis, a master is allowed to be a little more, I wouldn't say physical, but allowed to be less calm and a little more harsh with the Shifcha Kenanis. Masha'en Kein and Alma Ivriya, an Alma Ivriya, he's not allowed to even touch. He has to be so gentle with her. So it would never come to Shein V'ayin. It's not a Shriach case. As a Eved Kenani, Rashoi Ha'adon La'akoso, Kadesh Yasa Lo Kol Minei Malacha, Sheyitin Loki Kasbahu, El Shasa La'akoso Makarabi. You can't go overboard. V'imigiyo, if it came to go overboard, the Torah was konisim. Aval Ha'ivriyo, Ivriya Namer Bam Kitov Lo Imach. They have to eat with you, they have to drink with you. V'asur Lo Adom Lo Rak La'akoso Ma'filo Akash, Embo Shav Apruta, Filo Harm Yad. You can't even lift your arm against then. And Mamela, you're not going to come to it. So that's just the depths of the halacha of Shein V'ayin not going free is because we have a higher standard of how we have to treat an Ame Ivriya as compared to a Shifcha Kenanis. It's getting back to this, the wording though of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, the shorish of the mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mezakeh us because this is a midah that is beloved to him. Ha'ahuva lefanav. What do you mean it's a beloved to him? What do you mean Hashem loves this midah? So usually what we mean by that is Hashem acts in that way. If Hashem acts with a certain midah, Hashem acts as a rachum, as a chanun. So that's a midah that's beloved to him. Hashem is the ultimate emes. That's what the Gemara says, that the chosim of Hashem is emes. There's a separate mitzvah later on in the Torah, but we'll talk 2 minutes about it now. There are 2 Gemaras that talk about our having to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chinuch is alluding to that this mitzvah is also about mimicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have compassion on the Ame Ivriya like Hashem has compassion. But there are 2 Gemaras in Shas that talk about that we have to follow and mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel Amabez, where the Gemara says we learn out from a pasuk in Az Yashir, Va'anvehu Havedomelo, we have to be like Hashem, Mahu Chanun Varachum, Mafato Chanun Varachum. Just like He is compassionate, so do you must be compassionate. That's one Gemara. But then we have the other Gemara. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Yudalad, the last Amud in the first parak in Sota. The Gemara there says, how do you follow Hashem? Hashem is a fire. L'halech achar midosav, to go after his midos. Mahu malbish arumim. Just like he clothes the naked, what he did by Adam and Chava, so do we have to be clothed the naked. Mahu biker cholim by Avram Avinu, so do we have to be biker cholim. Just like he was nichem aveilim, after Avram died, he was menachem yitzchak, so do we. And just like he was kover mesim, so too we have to be kover mesim, like he was kover Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference between the 2 Gemaras? So all the Bali Moser point out, 1 Gemara, the first Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Megimel, that's about midos. We have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to midos. Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. This Gemara in Sota is that we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to actions. one's mitos, one maisim. Those are the two different gemaras. Rav Soloveitchik many, many times quote in various different articles elaborates on the concept of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu and imitating him, but he takes it even further. For example, in Reflections of the Rav, Volume 1, the whole second chapter is about imitating God, and there the Rav says that, he quotes the Ramban in the first pasuk in Brachos, where the Ramban says, really, we don't understand so much of Maisa Brachos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just said it in the Aseret HaDibros, to allude to the fact that he created the world. What do we learn from the first two prakim in Brachos? Maisa Brachos? How do we're not creators, says the Rav, we are creators. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creative, and he created the world, so too each person in life has a chiyuv to be creative and accomplish something in life and build worlds with themselves and help out the world and be productive and give something to the world and leave the world a better place than it was when before they came into the world. He even goes as far as to say that there's a medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds before this one and then destroyed them and then created worlds and destroyed them. It's one of the pshatim of the dinosaurs. The question is, what is that medrash teaching us? Hashem created worlds and destroyed them. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's teaching us exactly this point. If we ever create something and we fail and it gets ruined and it's lost and we're not successful, you know what? Build it again. Try again. If we fall, we have to get up. That's also Mahu, just like Hashem is creative. And Kaviyachol, he could build another world after he destroyed the previous one. So too, if a project doesn't succeed, if we have a say there, if we brack our heads to try to accomplish something and we don't succeed, continue going. That's also following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also part of the Halacha Bedrachav, which is part of what this mitzvah is about as well. Just 2 points the Minchas Chinuch mentioned. There's a lot more to talk about there, but hopefully we'll have another chance. The Minchas Chinuch talks about in Os Aleph that this is a mitzvah that is counted by the Chinuch and the Rambam, even though you might have said that this is just a reality, what is called a shalila. The Adon cannot sell her. If he tries to sell her, it won't work. That's what we hold. If you try to sell a number of Riyah, the sale does not go through. Halacha prevents it from going through. So you might have just said, it's a mitzias, not a isser, but the Rambam counts it as an isser, and he alludes to the Rambam in Shoresh Ches, which hopefully we'll have a chance to do at another point. In Shoresh Shmini, the Rambam says, you don't count isurim, you only count isurim, you don't count mitzias, you don't count reality. So for example, the Torah says in Zos HaBracha, V'lo kam Navi k'Moshe. There was never a Navi like Moshe. Lo, that's a lo saseh. There's no Navi allowed to be like Moshe. No, that's just the reality. So you don't count Averos like that. So says the Minchas Chinuch, you might have said this is one of those, but it's not. Number one. And number two, the Minchas Chinuch says in Os Gimel that you don't get Malkus for this Isser. Pashas because you don't accomplish anything. If you try to sell her, it doesn't work. And because you didn't accomplish anything, that's why there is no Malkus. That's the suggestion. Again, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we do, Be'ez Hashem, the last mitzvah related to Amivriya. It'll probably be tomorrow night. I'm going to Leviathan tomorrow afternoon. So it'll probably be tomorrow night. We'll do then the last mitzvah of the week.